Proverbs 14:10 says, "The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy." This proverb may seem a bit complicated at first glance, but the point is actually quite obvious and simple. No one knows your heart but you and God. As a matter of fact, we only know our own heart to a certain extent. We know what we're thinking and feeling at the moment, but many times even that is a deception. Think of times when you were angry with someone, but the reality is that you were angry with yourself. In that moment of anger toward the other person, you were focused on them and what you believed they had done to make you angry. But after some time to cool off and think, you had to apologize to them and admit that you were angry at yourself and taking it out on them. I once worked with a lady who was always angry, and she would focus her anger on coworkers. She'd say she was angry at them for various reasons, but most of which were completely unreasonable or unjustified. And I honestly just couldn't stand the woman. I didn't want to be within 10 feet of her unless I had to be. But I held my tongue and tried to deal with her professionally. I didn't let her walk all over me, but I didn't say a lot of things that I wanted to say over a period of years. But one day I was so fed up that I unloaded my disgust with her to a couple of coworkers. And as I was recounting her unprofessional conduct and a couple of examples of her rudeness, one of my coworkers then interrupted me and said, "You know, we all see that, and you're exactly right. But I guess we just put up with it because we know what her life is like when she goes home." My coworker then took a few minutes to educate me. And after she was done, I said, "Well, that explains it." This woman was angry because she had made life choices that had left her lonely and miserable. She was childless in an unhappy, loveless marriage. When I shared the gospel with her on more than one occasion, she didn't say much until the last time, when she responded by telling me that she had heard what I was telling her many times from other Christians in her life. But she was Catholic. And that was that. She wouldn't talk about it anymore. Without a relationship with Christ, without forgiveness of sins, without eternal life, she was just unhappy. She was unsatisfied, but unwilling to repent and believe the gospel. This woman was convinced that she was okay, and she really didn't need God any more than she got through her religion, even though she was miserable. Her own heart was deceiving her. And that's what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." So the bottom line to our proverb, comparing Scripture with Scripture, is that we're not only not mind readers, but we can't read the hearts of others. "The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy." This is also why I remind myself and other believers from time to time that we should never take for granted that others are saved. Preach the gospel, talk to them about the gospel, clearly lay out the gospel when talking to others, even if they profess to be saved or Christian, because no one really knows whether you are saved except you and God. And you don't really know whether I'm saved, because only God and I know. So the simple truth that our proverb teaches that we should be careful to always remember is the fact that you and I cannot know the hearts of others. You and the heart of the other person are complete strangers. Whether you see bitterness or joy on their face, always be mindful of the fact that it may be a mask that you're seeing and not really their real face. That's why we should be patient with others and pray for one another at all times. That includes our brothers and sisters in Christ, entrusting others then to God's care. As the psalmist said in Psalm 44:21, "Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart." We can only see what we can see, so keep that in mind as we deal with others, and let God take care of the heart.